work. You see me have you work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. That's how me better work, 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 work.
Hey, hey, when you're back. That's my girl, Rihanna. And Drake, work, work. Is it time? Now, we were talking about Le'Veon Bell now. He's talking about coming back to work the bye week of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that'd be game 7. And, Rock, I want you to pick it back up, man, because, you know, you put some fire up under me. You start talking about the sorry Pittsburgh Pirates who didn't make the playoffs. Go ahead. Dude, do you even remember what you said?
I forgot what you said.
Yeah, well, it comes down to the owners, and you said you didn't believe that, you know, players are worth $15.8 million, and I told you actors and actresses make that much money and more. And they don't even, matter of fact, they have stunt women and stunt men that come in to actually play their parts for the hard stuff. So how can you sit up here and say the players don't deserve $15 million? And that's what I accuse the Pirates of doing, because, you know, it sounded so crazy, Rock. You can't even remember what you said.
No, I was here probably about 4 or 5 months ago, and it was me and another gentleman that was into baseball. And you had indicated, we had talked about, at that time, you not going to a Pirate game.
Right.
Because the Pirate was doing nothing more than grooming their players to sell them off to other teams and get the money. You remember that? They sold Garrett. They sold this. They did this.
It's not to get the money that they sell off the players. They get rid of the players so they can make more money.
Isn't that the same thing?
No, it's not the same thing. JT's shaking his head. No.
How's it different?
I think you keep your best players, especially in baseball.
And you pay them.
Because you can pay them.
Right. And this is what I'm saying.
But that's not your that's not what they were doing.
This is what I'm saying with football. The players need to get paid. The Pirates don't pay their players. They get rid of them so they can make more money. And I was saying that.
But the Steelers usually pay their players.
You're exactly right. So when you take a look at Ben Roethlisberger, when he was signed, he was the highest paid quarterback. You take a look at AB, when he was signed, he was the highest paid wide receiver. Pouncey, the center, when he was paid, he was the highest paid center.
Don't forget about our kicker. He's the highest paid kicker.
Boswell just got paid. Cam Hayward is getting paid. That's
why they don't have any money for Bell.
Not at all. Right now, the Pittsburgh Steelers are $5 million under the salary cap.
$5 million
under the salary cap. Now, what I believe.
Does that include his 15.8 that they want to give him?
14.5, yes.
Okay.
And they're still $5 million under
cap. So they can give him the 20 mil and be okay?
They could. Now, I'm not saying that that would be prudent, because the Steelers do not overpay for anyone. What they offered Bell was fair, I thought.
$17 million.
Right.
But the thing is, what he wants is the guaranteed money. That's the biggest thing. That's why that's why he's not on the field, is because they wouldn't give him the guaranteed money like Gurley got.
But they were giving him some guaranteed.
They were giving
money.
Him like $5 million guaranteed a year. Where these other running backs that just signed, like Gurley signed, he got $31 million guaranteed.
Well, that's another team.
But still. Yeah. You're talking about the most elite.
Have their own way to operate, and that's why the Rams hasn't done anything for since I don't know how long.
But look at them now.
I hate to hear. Well, look at them now. People, look at the Steelers last year. The Steelers went 13-3 last year. So
with Le'Veon Bell in the backfield.
People always live in the moment. Just like right now with what's going on. The Steelers are losing. The Steelers are in a bad place right now. People are looking at Mike Tomlin. When you take a look at the coaches in the AFC North, just take a look at them. You got Harbaugh over in Baltimore. Baltimore hasn't been in the playoffs in the last 3 years. You take a look at Cincinnati with Marvin Lewis for the last 15 to 17 years. They haven't won a playoff game. Cleveland is Cleveland. So what if we have a bad year? I don't want to have a bad year, but if we do, no one should be saying Mike Tomlin should be out the door.
No.
But they're going to say it.
They're going to say it.
Right now, last year.
But there's 30 other teams that will take him.
You better believe it.
You're right.
Last year.
You're right.
People couldn't understand, why in the world is Cincinnati keeping Marvin Lewis again? But the man is the head. He's at the top of the AFC North. You know what I mean? So that's why. I mean, the man obviously knows what he's doing when it comes to X's and O's. But again, like you said earlier, Coach, the players have to produce on the field.
But I disagree with you. I mean,
if they don't have to produce.
They do. But if you go 15 to 17 years without a playoff win, you have to change that. You don't stay in the same place.
Well, you could have been Archie Manning and never went to the playoffs at all.
And again, after so long, you have to make a change.
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, let's talk about tomorrow's game.
Before we talk about tomorrow's game, I want to mention something else about our Pittsburgh Steelers. I think our Pittsburgh Steelers started to use our heart more than our head when it comes to our assistant coaches, okay? Because when you take a look at Joey Porter, when you take a look at Keith Butler, our defense coordinator, when you take a look at Randy Fiedler, our offensive coordinator, no one should be learning on the job. And I feel as though these guys are learning on the job. Just because Big Ben wants Randy, we got rid of
Haley.
Just because we promised Keith Butler that he would be LeBeau's replacement, he's in place. These guys, and I think this is part of the reason that we're struggling right now, because we have coaches that are trying to learn on the job. Even if you take a look at the Cleveland Browns, you take a look at the defense coordinator that he has or that they have. If you take a look at the offense coordinator, Haley, those are well-seasoned coordinators.
But you're saying that a rookie quarterback cannot come into this league and play because they're learning on the job.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying inexperienced coordinator.
Coordinator.
An inexperienced coordinator is not a good match for a very skillful and experienced team that we have.
I believe you can get out, Coach. I agree with that. But the thing is, you should not be – if you're the defensive coordinator or you're the offensive coordinator, you should really know what you're doing day one. I don't – you know, that's why you're out there. That's why they pay you. But – I mean, from everything I've seen, though.
If the Steelers had the players playing at a certain level, that would be not even an issue.
They need to stop playing like divas and play like they got a chip on their shoulder, real.
That's right.
They're going out there like,
Hit somebody.
Hit somebody. Put pads. But now you can only, practice 15 times a season in pads.
Well, I tell you what. To give you an example of what I just said, why it makes a difference, fellas, if it's me, if I'm Tomlin, one of the first things I do today – I tell Keith Butler, you're going back to be the linebacker's coach. Joey Porter, I'm not sure what we'll do with him. I love Joey, but I'm not sure if that's a good situation for him to be in because, again, you got to get resolved.
He's the linebacker coach, right?
Right.
Joey took it when Shazier went down. I mean, fellas, like losing a big piece of your puzzle.
What we need, I'm going out to get Rex Ryan today. He's at ESPN. He's an established defensive coach. He's a heck of a coordinator. He might not be a good head coach, but I'm going out and get Rex Ryan, and I guarantee
I agree with that.
I guarantee you our defense would look totally different.
I said something. We were sitting around having a conversation the other day, and we were talking about what was wrong with the offense. And I'll tell you, we were having a conversation. Who would you like to see as our coordinator? Well, I brought up a name, and the wild part about it, there was six of us talking about it, and everybody kind of agreed with me. I was kind of surprised. You know, as I believe they should go get Mike Martz. When Rams.
Somebody experienced.
I'm telling you. Mike Martz, and he's used to an offense like that.
Well, is he available?
Yeah, he's not coaching nowhere.
Okay.
Not that I know of. But, I mean, and if he's a college coach, you know, the pros can yank him. But I'm Mike Martz, and as much as I didn't like him as a head coach, as an offensive coordinator, the guy was unbelievable. Unbelievable. His playbook, I mean.
I'm sold on Rex Ryan, though.
For defensive coordinator. Yeah, I could go with that.
Okay, so let's do this. We do need to talk about this Sunday's game, Atlanta versus the Steelers. Now, Atlanta, 1-3, coming in here defensively wounded as well. They have a couple key injuries. And then, you know, the Steelers are 1-2-1. So both teams need this game. What do you think, JT?
Well, if I'm a DB for the Steelers, I'm going to try to grow a couple inches before tomorrow. I'm going to try to get some more speed because you got this youngster, Calvin Ridley, who I think he leads the NFL in touchdowns.
Okay.
In receptions. You have Julio Jones. I mean, that's going to be a DB nightmare for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, Hooper, their tight end. Then you got Coleman coming out the backfield. And or did they get Devontae Freeman back this weekend? I don't know.
He's supposed to be back.
I think he's back this weekend.
With all that being said, I still take the Steelers.
Oh, I do too. I do too. I just think that.
Is that with your heart or is that with your head?
Heart.
I think this one's heart.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think the only reason, and we're going to get into our picks. All right. So I'm going to save it. But one of the things that the Steelers need to do, we need to get the running game going. Okay. And we can't get off to a slow start. We're on to at Heinz Field. Okay, and we just have to get off to a good start. So we're 0-2 at Heinz Field. We haven't had an AFC victory. We haven't had an AFC North victory. So we really need to get it going. And
you know what really shows me that the Steelers are they're not there is when we played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and we scored 30 points in the first half. Their defense was terrible, Tampa Bay's. And then they had this youngster, second year, Trubisky from Chicago, went in there and threw up 6 touchdowns, I think, in the first half against Tampa Bay. So that doesn't really tell me much about what the Steelers are doing on offense. You want to impress me? You want to show us? You got to go out there against the defenses like the Baltimore Ravens. Because trust me, it doesn't get no easier. It ain't getting no easier for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I agree with you 100%. And, you know, if there's ever a time for the defense to stand up, it's now. It's now. And before we come back to do our picks, I do want to squeeze in golf here. So let's talk Tiger Woods and the FedEx Cup. No, Ryder Cup. So, Rob, what happened, man? We just got totally blown out the water.
Well, I think for Tiger, it was just
No, I'm talking the whole team.
I know, but Tiger set the tone.
Okay.
Because he's the one who moves the needle, and therefore I think he was spent by his win in the FedEx Cup and the fact that he played 5 weeks in a row, which he was not accustomed to doing, and I think he was somewhat out of shape.
And therefore
he wasn't really in it. Once he got that victory, he could care less about that Ryder Cup.
But he's traditionally not a good Ryder Cup player anyway, him and Phil. They both have
Well, the USA is traditionally not good on European soil.
That too.
That's true.
That too.
Did you see the course? I mean, that course almost looked like a putt-putt course with all the ins and outs and tunnels and, you know what I mean?
Well, what happens is the captain can set up a course to disadvantage one team and advantage the other because the USA team hits the ball long but not always straight. So he made the rough high. So when you hit in the rough, you were penalized. Where the Europeans, they don't hit it as far. They hit it straighter. And that's what done it for them.
And I made a comment last week on the show.
Plus the pairings were bad in terms of grouping the guys.
Yeah, I think Jim Furyk did a terrible job.
He did a horrible job. Horrible.
And here's what the one thing I didn't understand, Coach, was when you come in, you know, like going into the Ryder Cup the whole week, you know, they have the big TV thing every day. And you stress so much about how good Jordan Spieth and Reed were together, but you never paired them together. Now there, Kevin, is where coaching
matters.
Where coaching matters. I believe that.
But Spieth played with his boy. Right?
No,
yeah.
Spieth.
Yeah, Thomas.
Thomas.
Yeah,
so that was a good pair.
But they only lost him and Reed only lost one match for every time they played together. So why would you not pair these guys together?
Because you could have put Thomas with another player where Thomas could have brought that player up.
Got it. Okay.
I think Tiger should have been paired with Brooks
Koepka. Because we have coming up on 5 minutes, so before we get back to the NFL, Rock, Tiger Woods, now, year in review. If you could take 1 minute, year in review in 2019. Good year?
Great year. He'll win a major. He'll win two tournaments, so he'll win three overall.
Okay.
And I told you, once he won, that feeling of winning will come back.
Right.
And he'll be a beast.
So he's going to break Sam Snead's record next year, you're saying, of 82 tour wins, PGA Tour wins.
83. He'll break that record of 82 by having 83.
And he'll win a major,
you're saying. And he'll win a major.
Okay, that sounds good to me. All right, so let's transition for these last 4 minutes over. We need to make these picks for week five. And is me and you, JT, now, just to let you know.
I know. You don't even have to. Go ahead. Tell me.
Last week, man, I was on fire. I went like, Rock, I went like 11-3 last week.
I'm not surprised.
12-4, so I'm on fire. So, JT, I hope you have your A game on here, man.
Well, didn't you go against the Patriots though last week?
Well, no, I thought you still picked Miami against the Patriots.
I
went 12-4 for all the games.
I know.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
All right.
All right. Let me cue this thing up here. Give me the bridge now. All right. So we got Tennessee against traveling up to Buffalo. Who you like?
Well, after the Titans beat the defending world champion Philadelphia Eagles, their defense is playing good. I'm going to go with the Titans because the Bills, I don't think they have their quarterback.
I agree. All right, situation. So Miami, 3-2 now, or 3-1. I'm sorry. They just lost to New England last week.
Demolished.
Against the Bengals in Cincinnati.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm going with the Bengals. I mean, they've been doing it week in and week out. I mean, you know, they lost the division game against the Ravens, but I still like the Bengals.
I agree with you. I said last week Miami was fool's gold, so I still believe that. So we have Baltimore against Cleveland in Cleveland.
I'm going with the Browns. You went with the Browns last week. Look, they had that victory.
They did get cheated.
Well, we're going with Baltimore. I mean, I'm going with Baltimore. All right, Denver against the Jets in New York.
The Jets are terrible. Okay. I'm sorry. They had their opening day win against the Detroit Lions. I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos.
I'm going Denver. Green Bay and the Lions, real quick.
I'm going with the Lions at home.
Okay, I agree. Jacksonville and the Chiefs.
Woo! Chiefs
here too. Carolina. Home against the New York Giants.
After the bye week, Cam Newton's going to light the Giants up. I'm going with the Panthers.
All right, I'm going with Carolina as well. Chargers against the Raiders. I'm going Chargers. All right. Rams against the Seahawks. I'm going Rams. All right. Minnesota against Super Bowl champs, Philadelphia.
I like Minnesota this one. They just have too many weapons. Yeah, they have a lot of weapons.
Okay, I'll take Philly. And the 49ers against Cardinals. The Cardinals still have not won a game.
49ers, actually, that backup quarterback looks pretty good. I'm going to go with the 49ers.
Me too. All right, Dallas against their cross-state rivals, Houston. I'm going Houston.
I like Houston, too. Deshaun Watson's playing great.
Okay, I said Houston. Okay, and then we have the Redskins Monday night in New Orleans. I'm going New Orleans.
New Orleans is lighting them up. That Alvin Kamara boy. Woo.
And the last one, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, coming to Pittsburgh. I have the Steelers, and the only reason I have Pittsburgh, our only win came against an NFC team. I expect it to continue.
I don't think we're going to be able to score with them. I'm sorry. I'm going to go with the Falcons on this one.
All right.
Great. With the heart, the Steelers, but common sense, you got to go with the Falcons.
Okay. Another week, JT. Another week down. Thanks again for coming in. Rock, Robinson, Robert Robinson.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks again.
You're welcome. And, You're welcome.
Hope to have you back, man.
Okay.
It's definitely been a pleasure.
And
you're
for
supposed to say the pleasure's all mine.
All of our listeners, again, this is Soul Take Live. We come to you every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next week.
It's Soul Check. Brought to you by Cameron Professional Family of Businesses.